people take you seriously? Were you knocked for being a pretty boy?
Well, I think there was some of that, but I can't resent that, really. I mean, it's just I was born like it, you know, it's silly to say.
Because I've told you this before, and we've only met a couple of times, but I used to pretend I was your brother. I was working in a record shop, so I used to tell people I was your brother, and I got more tail than Sinatra because of that. I used to say, many stones ago, used to look a lot like it, and I thought, if I ever meet him, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'd take that as a compliment.
Yeah? But it's this thing, look at that camera over there. Look, people can see what we mean, look. It's frightening. Separated about, I'm saying.
I think so, yes, I think so.
You still fit, that's all I'm saying. You've always struck me as a very quiet fella, certainly, as I say, the very brief times we've met, and I've seen you interview before. And yet, a hellraiser, I understand, during that period. Not a big butch kind of John Bonham or Keith Moon, perhaps, but you certainly lived the rock and roll life for a while, didn't you?
Well, I've had moments.
Some moments lasting 7 or 8 months, I understand, is that right?
There was one tour that the roadies christened the Brandy Tour, which I seem to remember.
You seem to remember?
Most of it's a grey blur, you see.
Really, though? People say that, to be discreet. Do you really?
Yeah, a lot of it I don't remember. If I focus on a particular incident or time, then it's all there. But, I mean, if you ask me dates, that's difficult.
Yeah.
But the Brandy Tour, I remember coming out. I was knocking back the Brandy before the shows. I don't know why, I just was. And I came out and said, there's 3,000 people. David! Bang! Straight into the orchestra pit.
You didn't.
Came out like, bosh. And the security picked me up, put me back on stage, and I was so immune, you know, I didn't feel a thing. I just said, hello, and off we went. It was the only way to travel.
Seems to be one big upswing in the career curve, but you must have made some mistakes. What are the dogs you've made along the way?
Oh, I made a shocking record. See, before,
what was it?
It was called Thigh High.
Mm.
And the chorus, because it's kind of imprinted, you know, it's like... Thigh high, oh my thigh high, dig them dimples on them knees. It was written by a black American who actually wrote it like that. Dig them dimples on them knees.
Yeah. A little dialect stuff going on there. Do you have many copies out there?
I certainly hope
not. Yeah, come on, sell it in. We'll play it next week on the show.
No.
Yeah, dig them dimples on them knees.
You
were a very big target for impressionists around that time as well, yeah?
Well, I still am. I still see him turn up. My favourite one. I mean, I don't mind
what
him.
What do they do? What is the deal with you? How do they do an impression?
Well, I always say hi, but I've never said hi. I don't say hi. But there's one bloke that I saw that made me laugh, and he just went, I try and do that. I'm not an impressionist of me. But I'll do a good job if I can. So he came on.
A very good one for about 5 years. Don't worry about it.
So he came on and he went, hi, I'm David Essex. They went to sleep, and I thought that was quite fun.
No, it did, yeah.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Are you, let's run back up then, are you that character? Who are you? Are you the rock and roll animal we've been hearing around, or this very polite, you know, laid-back fella? What's supposed to do?
It's down to people. I don't really know. I mean, it's, I just however I'm feeling, really.
You had a number one hit record in America. That's cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And you got one of the biggest rounds of applause from any of our audiences when I said, ladies and gentlemen, there's your David Essex right there.